Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
Is there anything anybody loves more than agreeing with Tauscher?
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
I got a hunch this isn't going to be concise either.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
I would say that you are pretty easygoing. You're actually probably more easygoing than I am.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Well, there's no... You're not easygoing at all.
Hey!
On 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.
It is Wilde and Tausch. No Wilde. No Tausch. I am Jim Rutledge. He is Matt Hamilton. We normally host Jim, Matt, and Molly. Molly's out with babies, no matter where we're doing the show. She's still out with babies. She won't be back till March, but congratulations to Molly and her family. Jesse Nelson behind the glass, live from the Everlight Solar Studio. Matt Hamilton is in the Outback, apparently, and I am rocking my Home Alone ugly sweater that I got for Christmas that lights up to Matt Hamilton. Jesse Nelson gets the full effect of it. I had to dim the lights right before the show started just a little in the studio because we're on YouTube. You can watch us on the ESPN Madison YouTube feed. And I wanted everyone to see the lights flashing on my Home Alone sweatshirt.
It's pretty great.
Cannot be washed. It cannot be washed. And the batteries will die at some point and they cannot be replaced. But whatever. I am enjoying it. It's not the greatest gift for me because I often spill on myself, so I'm doing my best, and I think I'm only going to wear it when I'm not really eating a lot, or like today I have some snacks, some dry snacks with me, so I think that'll be okay.
Jim, realistically, you can wear it two more times. You got until the new year to pull off your Christmas stuff, and then the battery's going to be dead before next Christmas, so
there's a good chance I'll end up just hanging it up in the closet on. And that'll be the end of it.
So are you going to keep it on for the whole show today? Or like,
no, I'm going to turn it off in a second here. I don't want to burn out the battery, but I'll turn it on. It's maybe the start of each hour so everyone can see me.
It feels
sparkle.
Like a one holiday season kind of thing. I don't think it's going to last you to the next one.
Well, as long as it's clean, I can wear the actual sweatshirt because it's actually a pretty cool sweatshirt. It's Home Alone.
No, it is. But is it comfy with all the wires and stuff in it? So if like the lights didn't work, as Tauscher says, is the juice worth the squeeze?
I really don't feel the wires. But that's because, you know, I got a lot of muscles and everything. So, you know, it's just...
That's it.
Yeah. Matt, what are you doing? What is this? What is this look at me?
I'm also wearing a Christmas present.
Are you leaving the show to go on a sabbatical? Or what is going on with this hat?
No, so our... As some of our listeners know, I was on vacation San Diego not long ago.
Mm-hmm.
We went to Old World San Diego, where I got you that lovely Junior Park Ranger badge that says Jimmy across
it's
the middle.
At my right? desk here, yep.
Well, not surprising to anyone, there was also a leather shop there. And I went in looking at wallets, but I tried this hat on. And my dad's like, you look like Casey Dutton from Yellowstone. I was like, neat, you know, I got long hair kind of like a beardish thing going on. Like, yeah, you're right, Dad, pretty close. And I was like, well, that hat did fit good. Like, I very rarely find, like, those, like, hats that don't really have sizes. Like, what would you call this? Like, a cowboy
one size hat? Fit all hat?
It's not because it doesn't stretch, you know what I mean? It's like, it's a leather hat. So, basically, it fit, and I was like, oh, that's kind of nice. And I left... Old World San Diego because I was doing our radio show.
Yeah.
And as I left, my wife and my dad like looked at each other and was like, you going back to get that hat for Matt? Sure Matt. Enough, Dad was like, yep, we're going back and I'm getting that silly leather hat for my son.
Is this Halloween?
So here I am.
What are we doing? Is this Halloween?
I think it looks good.
When are you wearing that? Good? We've talked about this.
Maybe,
people wear cowboy hats.
Maybe all
cowboys.
The time,
are annoying. You gonna wear that to a game?
You look like an all-American cowboy. Is what you look like.
Only when I'm at like a like I won't wear this to like a sporting event.
Oh, you're saying it's annoying to wear a big stupid hat to a sporting event in black people's view?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
I agree.
I mean, unless it's one of those oversized ball caps,
like a cheese head.
No, that's okay.
No, you already said it. All right.
It's cowboy hats in concerts is my problem, because it, at least at a Cheesehead and a Packer game, like, you're all Packer fans. You're dressing up for the Packers.
But anyway, so when are you dressing up as a cowboy? When are you dressed? I think I have a black cowboy.
I
got my Yellowstone cup here. I got a dark beard. I could have gone as Rip. I didn't know we were playing Halloween today. I got a black cowboy hat at home. It's not
Jim,
leather.
We're both wearing Christmas presents, bud. We're just both Christmas boys today.
Yes. Seriously, though, when you're wearing that hat?
I don't know. Probably every day now. Now that you're bringing it up and you're like, you know,
I'm going to shame you into using it.
I'm going to wear it all the time.
I don't not like it. I just don't know what you're going to do with it.
I think it's a nice winter hat. It's like I said, it's leather, so it's
winter
pretty warm.
Hat? Your ears aren't covered.
Jim, hat. I've got enough hair.
It's not a winter hat.
It's like a winter cowboy.
Where are cowboys? Where are cowboys?
Montana?
Also Texas and Oklahoma.
Good answer.
And I guarantee the cowboys in Texas are wearing something more than just that hat when they're out in Montana, excuse me.
You might be right. But Jim, I'm going to find times to wear this. If anyone could, it's going to be me.
Look, it's you.
Do you want to use your dazzling details to explain what I'm wearing?
It's you, and you can see it on the YouTube page. It is Matt Hamilton. Matt Hamilton, and I mean this in the best way possible, you're very much a look-at-me guy. And as they look-at-me hat, it is a very fancy look-at-me hat. It looks like a high-end look-at-me hat. Those long-time fans of ESPN Wisconsin know that Ben Brust, I think, lost Greg Gard's hat, and it was a very expensive cowboy hat. When he talked about the cost of that, I had no idea that hats, dress-up costumes could cost that much for a hat. Because, again, if you're not a cowboy, I don't know how much you're wearing this hat, you or Greg Gard. But regardless, if you want to play dress-up, you got to go big. everything's big in San Diego with their leather hats. But so there's a throwback to that. I will say this. I like your style of hat more than Greg Gard's Texas hat. I think Greg's was a little bit more of like rhinestone cowboy sort of hat, like a little bit fancier. Yours
is like
I want to be Indiana Jones or play dress-up as Casey from Yellowstone. And obviously, we all love Yellowstone here because they're brought to you by Coors Light. So is Wilding Tausch, and so is Jim, Matt, and Molly. Banquet for Yellowstone, but whatever. All the same family. Matt's hat is, I'm just going to describe it. I don't even have to go crazy dazzling details. It's Indiana Jones. Like, it's basically Indiana Jones hat. And I would have loved that hat at 12 because I love Indiana Jones.
Do you think you love it at 35? Because that's what I am. And
here's the thing.
I'm in love with it.
I love it, but like, it'd be a hat I wish I could rent. Because like, because it's the thing. It's a super expensive, nice hat that you're wearing that to justify. And it's a great present. Because to justify.
It's super expensive. But it was silly.
Yeah, but to justify the cost for it, I wouldn't buy it because I wouldn't wear it enough. So it is a good gift because I do like gifts like that. The best kind of gift is the gift that maybe you don't get for yourself, but you wouldn't mind. And so it is a very good gift. And it's thoughtful. And it's something that, again, you'd feel ridiculous spending money on yourself for it. But you have it. You're kind of happy for it. So that's what I kind of mean by it's a hat that I would like to borrow or like, you know, rent out. Obviously,
well,
I don't want to catch lice.
If you want to borrow it,
yes.
You let me know.
Because if I want to feel like Indiana for a day, or I guess you look more like Casey Dutton, I would have more of a rip, and he's not a Dutton look to me. But if I wanted to pretend that I was a cowboy, I could do that. Matt, I have one more question for you. When was the last time you rode a horse?
Last time I rode a horse, that has been a minute. Probably 20. See, I got married at 2017. So probably around 2017 sometime.
Did you ride a horse at your wedding? Like, what does getting married have to do with that?
When we went on our honeymoon, there was like beach horse rides. Classic.
Sounds like you had a good time.
I mean, it was, we went to like one of the classic resorts. It was a sandals.
Like, we've talked about this. You know what? I want to take this. Like, I know it's Christmas, but what's and let's keep it for the radio, but like, what's the wildest thing you did, or like out of the ordinary thing you did on your honeymoon? 844-770-3776, how you can chime in. Keep it for the radio. Yours would be you rode horses on the beach. Is that your
aunt? I think so. Yeah, I think that was it.
I mean, mine's radio friendly, I think, but my wife and I, like, we went to a and this always sounds so much more nefarious than it is, but it was an adults only resort down in Jamaica. It's just they're not kids there.
Oh, snap.
Yeah. We didn't have any kids then, so we didn't want kids around us. We came back with a honeymoon kid, but that was 9 months later. But like my point, and this could have played into it, we went to a nude beach. The resort had its own little island that you could go out to and, do the nude beach sort of thing. So that was the out of the ordinary thing. I'm not doing that in Wisconsin. I think those beaches are closed here in Wisconsin anyways. But
confidence is very sexy.
They would be real quickly if you think.
Yeah, especially this time of year.
Yeah.
So Matt was horseback riding on the beach. Mine was going to a nude beach. Jesse?
I haven't actually been on our honeymoon yet.
Well, now you got some options.
Yeah, I guess
you could ride nude on a horse on the beach.
Sounds great. I don't think that's going to be in the cards. We're going on a cruise in late January. I've never been on a cruise before, so that's going to be kind of our replacement honeymoon because our plans got canceled due to COVID restrictions after we got married. Coming out of that, so
good thing you didn't go on a cruise then.
Yes.
You might still be on the boat.
Correct. So I don't have any stories of the honeymoon yet.
Well, now you got some ideas.
Yeah, thanks for the brainstorm session.
I don't think that is recommended to ride a horse nude.
Seems
poor
uncomfortable.
Horse.
It's always uncomfortable, regardless.
did you have fun doing it? Like,
it was fine. It was you're constantly buzzed because it's free drinks. So you just kind of were like non-pulsed about it. You're like, let's give it a try. Why not? We don't know anyone. I don't think there was one other couple on the beach and they were like on the other side. Like, it wasn't like some, I lived in South Florida. I went to South Beach. That was far. And I kept my clothes on there. but like, it was far more wild there because there's hundreds of people there. And then so anyone deciding to go topless, I mean, I guess I was topless at South Beach, but that doesn't really matter. but that was far more of a, whoa, what's going on than like a private beach that one other couple was on. So I'm not saying anything crazy, but it was out of the ordinary and I'm not doing it again. Things didn't get better. Even though I work out at Carbon World Health, I don't think things got better over the last 14 years. I was more like Matt Hamilton's age, wearing a cowboy hat and everything. Terry chimes in. Yes, Terry, this is a real show because he says if this is live, he wanted to mention this because Matt's talking about San Diego. A fun fact about San Diego is that the founder of San Diego is one of the founders of Hortonville in Hortonville, Wisconsin. Alonzo Horton.
What?
I don't know. It's on the internet.
Founder of Hortonville.
Is Alonzo Horton.
Have either of you been to Hortonville?
I just heard of Hortonville just now.
Can't say that I have.
I honestly confused it in my brain as I was reading it as Whoville.
And Hortonville here is last night, yesterday, too. And yeah, I also heard Whoville.
All right, 844-770-3776. We'll get to football. There was football last night. There is football tonight. And there's too much football going on. It's just too much. The Packers play Sunday afternoon now. They play a Minnesota Vikings team. But I also wanted to ask this as we have you for the next 3 hours. We got plenty to get into. 844-770-3776. You can chime in with what's the out-of-the-box thing you did on your honeymoon that you'll likely never do again. Again, keep it ESPN Wisconsin friendly. And then also to that point, Matt and Jesse, I want your answers on the other side here. But there was like an internet little, I wouldn't say a kerfuffle, but it was a little bit of a social media trend yesterday. And I think someone was kind of being a jerk and asked the question, what do you even do on Christmas if you don't have kids? And rightfully, people were kind of like, I did plenty of awesome things. And for me, I read it and it's like, oh, you know what? It wasn't as like, it's like you have kids, you think like that's the whole world, but you're like, there's nothing wrong with going to like hang out with your family and have some drinks or go see your aunts and uncles or just go do a vacation, do whatever you want. But obviously, having kids is fantastic. Santa shows up, it's amazing. But like, honestly, people who have kids, younger kids, when Santa visits, we all kind of have the exact same Christmas. I mean, give or take a little bit, but Santa shows up. You drag your kids who don't want to leave and have to leave all their presents and you stick them in uncomfortable clothes and you drag them to either your parents' house or your in-laws' house and like, that's Christmas. That's everyone's Christmas with kids of that Santa age have the exact same Christmas.
Wait, you don't let them open them first?
Well, I didn't do every step. Yes, they open their presents. That's why they don't want to leave. Presents, they have them all, and then they don't get to play with any of them. And honestly, it might be better to be like, you know what? Just come back, because it's going to be worse, because you're going to open all these. You're going to see how great they are, because you were good kids, and Santa brought all your presents. But we get them out of the box, and then we got to go.
That was my childhood.
That's everyone's childhood. So... and I'll get your answers on the other side, 844-770-3776. I would love, what did you do if you were child-free this holiday season? Whether you're an empty nester, whether you don't have kids. Like,
is this related to the honeymoon question or no?
Well, maybe. Never had a married Christmas without kids. You know? But I would say that I do remember them. And I remember like going out to my parents and hanging out and kind of just a fun time. And my wife... came a few times. We were dating before we got married, so like we went to my parents' house and we did some Christmas, more the adult kind of hangout sort of Christmas, or go on a vacation or do something around the holiday and not have to. Because here's the thing, I also think your parents at some point are less inclined to see you. They're like, oh, it's give or take. If you have kids, you can't not be at Christmas, because everyone cares about the grandkids. You slide down the list.
Are you saying they didn't care if I showed up to Christmas this year, Jim?
I would say that once you two become parents, you slide way down the totem pole. Like, if you say, we're going to drop the kids off and go, they'd be like, it's fine, whatever. Like, as long as the Santa kids are here, especially Santa-age kids, you're really, honestly, in name only, a part of the family at that point. You just, we want to see the babies. We want to see the youngsters.
There's a lot to unpack there, Jim.
That's the case?
No, first of all, Santa age kids. I don't even know what that means.
Yes.
Second of all, I've never been the favorite in the family, so I don't feel like I'm going to slide any further down the list.
God, you never grow out of it. Goodness, you never grow out of it. The rest of us have grown out of it. I don't have this sibling rivalry with my brother trying to figure out who's the favorite. It's me. Yeah. All right, this is not Jim, Matt, and Molly. This is Wildy and Tausch. We are presented by Coors Light. We'll be back after this.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
It is the Jim, Matt, and Molly takeover of Wildy and Tausch. Molly Brown out with babies. She'll be back sometime in March. Congratulations, her and her family with the twins. She sent a great photo to our text chat with her three youngest children all in a row. And Tyson, you know, he's a 2.5 or so, and he looks like he's 42 compared to the babies next to him. But an adorable photo shared by Molly Brown. He's Matt Hamilton. I am Jim Rutledge. I'm in the Everlight Solar Studio. Matt Hamilton is in the Outback. Jesse Nelson sequestered behind the glass because he's a good teammate. He's sick. He's having a flu game. He's running the board. He's producing the show behind the glass. So if you do call in, be nice to Jesse today. It's one of the few times I'll say it. But you know what? I'm feeling the Christmas spirit.
And thanks, Jim.
Matt, he told me why he doesn't feel well, and he can share that in a minute. But like, he looks and sounds like someone, with all due respect, Jesse. You got that look of like someone who has like a head cold that didn't sleep well last night. So he put the show sheet in here and has left me alone in the studio side of things. So that's fantastic.
Let me tell you this, Jim. I have a head cold and I didn't sleep well last night. So I look exactly what you think I would look like, I suppose. Mm-hmm. So powered through. But that's what happens. Everyone else takes off around here. I'm the hardest working producer we have, clearly, at ESPN Madison.
I'll tell you what. I feel like you got this from your teammates. Like, I'd be mad at Matt if I was sick over Christmas because of him.
Wildy definitely showed up with Matt LaFleur called him out at the press conference the other day. Did you guys hear that?
A little under the weather there, Jason.
So, saw him on Monday night. I don't want to point any fingers, but...
that's a good point.
You do have like a famous head cold then. It was referenced by Coach LaFleur.
You're right. Yeah. I've got the one that LaFleur talked about. Wow.
There you go. You're basically a Packer at this point. You're more of a Packer than a shareholder, I'll tell you that. Like, you have more of a connection to the Green Bay Packers because you shared a cold. One of the Packer players probably has it too. And that maybe that's where Wildy got it from. You are now more connected to the Green Bay Packers than any shareholder is.
Seems like a stretch.
Speaking of Packer fans, look, a stretch is saying you didn't buy a worthless piece of paper for God knows whatever they charge for it. That is a stretch. But I was around Packer fans this holiday season.
Worthless.
And like I got some magic beans, Matt, I'd like to sell you during the next break. But during the holiday season, I'm around Packer fans, and they all revealed to me that maybe our poll, Matt, that we did on Tuesday was full of liars. I was congratulating Packer fans for being sickos and like watching the game start to finish, because it was like 80% said they watched it start to finish.
Right.
Not a single, and I was probably around 15 Packer fans, not a single Packer fan said that they watched that thing start to finish. At best, it was more like on, or like if they went somewhere, they'd turn on the radio and run some errands, right, come back. Like I didn't run into, out of 15 Packer fans, zero.
Hold on.
Zero voted. They watched it start to finish.
Okay.
They started.
How many of those Packer fans also watch or listen to our show?
Yeah, but Matt, I would still I think
the diehards are living. Well, Matt,
they're all in like southern Wisconsin, Illinois area. So these are all Packer fans. I would say that Packer, you're lying. Like,
no,
I'm
just saying people that listen,
Matt,
to sports radio.
You host a radio show and you didn't watch
any of it. Listen to sports radio. I watched a half of it.
I was at the game and I left in the early fourth quarter.
And how were you the only person leaving?
Nope. There were a mass exodus once the Packers went up 27-0, and then even later when they went up 34-0.
So I'm going to give the benefit of the doubt. It was worded a little bit weird. I meant when we wanted to ask it, I meant you watched it start to finish, not that you had it on or that you were following along. And I don't fault you. Like that game, the Packers, to their credit against the Saints, ended that game by the end of the first quarter. And that is a huge credit to the Packers. That's not, obviously the Saints were complicit in their own butt kicking, but the Packers are the ones that went out there and handled their business and made that game not at all dramatic in any way, shape, or form. And it's right before the holiday. Like, of course, I would hope that you have the life, I would say, just the spice of life to mix it up and not watch that drudging after halftime at a bare minimum. Now, Matt, you said you kind of just had it on and you were getting ready for Christmas. And I think that would be the normal way to watch it. So I am curious about that because it ties into this. Last night, yesterday, Netflix had two games. They were horrendous in quality. Good in name. I mean, Ravens, Texans, and Chiefs, Steelers. Those are games you could be amped about. They were on Netflix. Tonight's game, I mean, I don't know why anyone's watching it, including me as a Bears fan. It's the Bears and Seahawks. I mean, I guess if you're a Hawks fan, if the Seahawks lose, then the Rams essentially have the division, is my understanding. So I guess that matters to the Packers, because I think you'd rather see the Seahawks than the Rams in the playoffs if it came to that. But I would say that this game tonight is kind of for sickos only. The Christmas one, it's honestly a little bit, I feel like the NFL's bullying us. I got to see my family at some point, and now you're putting games on Christmas Day. Like, why? Why would you do that? Like, at some point, like, just give us a break. Let us see our families. Like, the NFL is holding us hostage of always having these games on all the time. They're bullies.
And let
let the NBA have the game. Let the NBA have the day too. The NBA, you can pop in. You might want to see little bits and pieces of your favorite team. And on that note, the Bucks should have been one of the games. But anyways, just give us back Christmas, Grinch. Roger Goodell's Grinch. Stop trying to take every day we have with our families away. You took away Sundays, now you're taking away Christmas Day. Because we're all addicted.
And Thanksgiving.
We're all addicted, and he is relentless in his delivering of the product.
Yeah. I mean, at least he's not doing New Year's Day stuff like...
Don't you put that in the world, Matt Hamilton.
I mean, they've literally moved the Rose Bowl before because the NFL plays on Sunday. And they said, too bad.
Like, also, New Year's Day is fine. That's a football day.
New Year's Eve?
Whatever.
All of them.
New Year's Eve is not a family time. So that's not really stealing anything. Do you want a New Year's Eve?
I hate the NFL on Christmas Day. 3 years in a row, the Packers played on Christmas Day. I believe, or maybe it was 2 years in a row, and then one was Christmas Eve. But I can't stand... when the NFL plays, like, they moved, and especially what bothers me about this week, it's the fantasy football championships. So people have to go out of their way to do something they haven't done all season long, and those of us who are good enough to be in the championships, just, you know, it's to me, you know, a couple of teams, you have to set your lineup on Christmas morning before noon when you're either traveling to go see family or opening presents from Santa or getting food ready to host people coming over. Like, it's frustrating that they're going out of their way to play on Wednesdays, which they never do simply because it's a holiday, and messing up the schedule for the Steelers, Texans, Chiefs, and Ravens the week before the end of the season. Like, it's not fair that those teams get 10 days off going into the finale next week. The Chiefs are lined up where they don't have to play the starters now in the final week of the year. They can get, like, 2.5 weeks off before they have to play a playoff game. That's not fair because they moved it up to Wednesday. They have bantered about moving games off of Thursday night to Saturday, the final or penultimate week of the NFL season. And now we're going to move games all the way to Wednesday? It's stupid. I hated it, and I didn't watch a second of it yesterday.
Good for you. You're fighting the addiction. The NFL is feeding on the addiction of people, and I'm for one say, stop it. Let us have some time. Look, forget the bullying of the NBA. And I love the NBA, and I love the NFL. And I understand that people have their favorite sports, but like, we can expand sports, and I'm not great at this. Like, I think college basketball is horrendous, and baseball is kind of give or take for me. But the NFL and the NBA are two of my favorites. Can we not fight? This is the holiday season. I don't need my uncle and my parents fighting. Like, I want to be able to watch both. Like, stop bullying us, the NFL. Like, we can like the NBA and the NFL, and like, there's room for both of you. Why is the NFL gonna be such a bully? They're picking on the NBA. Nobody likes a bully.
I don't think you're entirely wrong there, Jim. But people like football more than the NBA for the most part. So the football is just trying
and
to.
And your parents like your sister more than you, in your words, but they still don't bully you about it, do they?
I don't know. Maybe not as directly as I feel like it is, but I still feel slightly bullied, Jim. Also,
and it's not a good feeling, is it?
You know, any attention is good attention to Mike. the fact that the NFL is on Christmas, I don't hate it when it's not my team. Like yesterday, it was perfect. I could tune in to it just as much as of the NFL as I wanted to. I feel bullied by it when it's my team playing. Like Jesse said, it's like, I've got to change my schedule, my Christmas Eve, my Christmas Day, to accommodate the Packers. Where yesterday, if it was on, great. I'd take a glance, see what the score was, make a comment about how that Houston Texans only have 2 points. What the heck is going on? And then carry on with my day.
Matt,
it was perfect.
You're explaining what's wrong with this country. You only care about you. It didn't directly affect you, so it affects nobody.
100% that is probably the issue, but that's why yesterday's NFL slate was perfect, and Christmas Eve was fine.
Also,
I was here for it.
Jesse, just pulling back the curtain for a minute here. I do love, and I know that we don't do like national radio talk, but Matt, not even a thought to watch any NFL, even though he's hosting 9 to noon.
Hadn't even considered. I'm doing Wilding. I want to see what Mahomes did. Just even, you know, a highlight. Like, I didn't watch a second of the game, but Beyonce did a halftime show. That's pretty universally fun. Let's see what happened there. Nope.
I did see some of the Beyonce's halftime show.
Of course he did.
And he's like, what's this football? Let me turn this off.
And what'd you think of the halftime show, Matt?
I thought Beyonce had a really cool hat, first of all. Yeah. I wish I had a pair of chaps just like those. my other
Can
Christmas
I say
present
that, Matt? I think Matt just saw a photo.
Yeah, he was scrolling and didn't actually watch any of it. He just saw
it. No, it was on mute. We were listening to Christmas music. The TV was on mute, so I didn't really get to watch the game.
You watched the concert on mute.
We weren't watching it.
Well,
it was
an anti-live
Christmas
music
time,
guy,
but the television was on.
You're a historical anti-live music guy anyways, so.
Yeah, that's a good point.
In a long list of terrible takes, that's a pretty high one. You know, in honor of Tausher.
Live music is not as good as recorded music. That is not that crazy of a take.
No, that's not what your original take was. You don't like going to concerts because live music is not as good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, but the concert is a vibe. You could go to any country music concert. You could go to Country Fest, that thing. I think it's got to be a thing.
It's still a thing.
It's still a, it was a thing. I don't know. I just made up words. 844-770-3776. Mike, the wedding DJ, chimed in. I watched every play of the game Monday night. Good for you, Mike. Maybe he should be doing the show. I also watched every minute of SportsCenter after the game with SVP.
Wow, good Mike, the wedding DJ. Breakdown for Mike after the game. That's good.
Yeah, I like that.
Have you watched every play? Did he see any curling? Because I thought I heard Troy Aikman went curling, but I never saw it.
Oh my God.
This is, see, again, if it does, Matt is like, Matt, the whole world revolves around Matt Hamilton. The just NFL games last night, no big deal. Packers weren't playing. Monday Night Football, Packers are playing, no big deal. But I think curling was mentioned.
Curling comes up in the Monday Night Football game by Joe Buck and Troy Aikman, and you didn't think at some point, maybe I should just look into what they said, because this is like my time to shine. I'm the curling guy. I could comment on this and say that we could go curling sometime, and you don't even know what he said.
Honestly, I thought Jim was going to set me up. I thought he was going to be like, okay, here was the situation. He's such a good quarterback.
I'm not really Olympic guy or curling guy, but I'm a Matt Hamilton guy. So if it involves you curling and Team Schuster or the Hamiltons curling, I'm in. Otherwise, I'm out.
I thought you were going to pick up on that one for sure.
844-770-3776 chiming in. I also want to ask this question before we go to break here, and it's an honor of Tauscher dunking on you. Matt, because Tauscher had a pretty strong response to one of your horrible takes. So I want to ask this question. Which take is worse from Matt Hamilton? That he doesn't enjoy concerts? Or, and you can share your other one, because I don't want to misrepresent your insane football take.
Don't misrepresent this one. Are you talking about the one that Tucker Kraft stopped?
And Mike, the one DJ, just chiming in here. Yes. They showed Buck and Aikman curling. Never showed Buck and Aikman curling. They did show him bowling. Same difference, though. All right, go ahead. I added that last little bit.
Savage. Okay, yeah, I figured that was your addition. So Jim's other bad take, I'm sure he's referring to, is my main take was that Tucker Kraft stopped his route in the middle of Jordan Love, kind of just trying to flip the ball.
And this,
out
you
got to
give full details. This was the
which game was that?
The Rams game, I believe.
Yeah, Rams, and he was getting sacked in the end zone.
Jordan Love was.
Jordan Love about to take a safety. Tucker Kraft assumed he was going to take the safety, stopped his route. And then Jordan Love kind of flipped it, thinking maybe my tight end is going to continue playing the football game and play until the whistle was blown. Like every football player is always been taught.
But that's not your take. Your take
was that was a... Hold on, hold on. So that really is my take.
No.
What ended up, how I defended it... ended up saying giving the other team a pick six is better than giving up a safety if you know you can't stop them anyway, because at least you get the ball back. Because if you give up the safety, you give up 2 points,
could
you
be
give
nine.
Them the ball back, and then they charge down the field and get seven more. So there's nine.
And they could go for two, just, could be 10-point swing.
Could be 10. So if you just do the safety, you get the ball back and control your own fate again. So I don't think it's that crazy.
If you just do the pick six, you get the ball back.
If you, and here's the thing, you have to like totally buy into the idea that your defense will not stop this offense. If that's how you fully feel in your heart, this was playing 3D chess when everyone else is playing checkers.
Says the guy who's also excited about Jeff Hafley. So, like, I love all of, like, there is no thread.
Jim, you can
all.
Be excited, but still believe something deep in your heart.
You tried to weave, and you weave like everyone else who tries to weave. It ended nowhere. All right, let's go out to Josh. Let's go out to Josh and Kenosha.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Happy holidays to you.
You too.
You too.
Nice talking to some Bears fans.
Yeah. One.
There might not be a country fest, but there is a country thunder in Twin Lakes, Wisconsin, usually the third weekend of July.
Matt, mark it down. So, you can wear your hat.
Giddy up, partner.
Yeah, that's two times a year you can wear the hat now. Yeah.
I'm wearing this the first day into the studio.
As a prop, again. Prove my point. Sorry, Josh, go ahead.
No, I'm good. I want to agree with you on the point of I don't need Christmas football, especially if it's going to be such terrible quality via streaming. Amazon Prime is bad enough. Yeah. And then with how bad those games were yesterday in terms of the competition, on paper they should have been great, but turns out they were just awful. I could have lived without that. And then I might be a hater here, but I can't stand Beyonce anymore.
Yeah, I don't. How come?
Just, I think she's overhyped, overrated, and then you tie her into the Jay-Z scandalous stuff with Diddy, and
oh snap!
You know, it's just, it's not good. And then for her to ruin such a classic from Dolly Parton, like, come on.
No, thanks for the call. I will point this out. Dolly Parton did sign off on that. So, and Dolly actually said she likes it. So just for full purposes, and Jay-Z is not, that's been cleared. So just a little bit there. We do want to clear up the news, but if you don't like Beyonce, you don't like Beyonce. That's that different. If you don't like her music, you don't like her music.
That's a
little
reckless.
We should be clearing those two things up, that it sounds like someone was trying to extort Jay-Z, and then also Dolly Parton has signed off and says she really enjoys the song from Beyonce. So just to be, we like facts here.
Matt, your thoughts.
Well, Matt, what were your thoughts on it since you, what was the set list?
Whoa, I didn't listen. Nelly. Live music, Jim. You know I was listening to Christmas
music. So that's
music.
The other question I want there. What is your, what's Matt Hamilton's worst take? He's anti-concerts, or he thinks a safety or a pick six is better than a safety. 844-770-3776.
Now you're misrepresenting me.
Like,
sounds pretty accurate.
Sounds like the show. We're misrepresenting everything. So, like, how about we go with that as a poll question? Which Matt Hamilton classic take is worse? Concerts stink, or pick six is better than a safety? We can chime in on that on the other side. 844-770-3776.
Wildy and Tausch is brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Tito's makes the good stuff for good times. Find recipes, videos, and more at titosvodka.com.
Well, way up north where the air gets cold, there's a tale about Christmas that you
It is a Jim, Matt, and Molly takeover of Wildy and Tausch. Get into the show, 844-770-3776. Matt Hamilton doing his best Lil Nas X impersonation, riding on a horse.
Is that Beyonce?
Yeah, that was Beyonce.
Is that your chaps shaking? Is that what we heard? What was that?
Did you notice that hat was like way too big though? That thing was like comically large.
All right, Matt Hamilton, Olympic gold medalist. I you're awesome. I'm going to say you don't really have the fashion chops to chime in on what Beyonce and her style.
I guess I shouldn't say that I didn't like it. I just thought it looked like comically large, like almost like one of those foam hats that you'd see at like an Aggies game or something.
It could be the cool kid thing, but also it could be because she's on TV and performing, you wear the large hats, because if you're wearing a smaller one, yeah, maybe it looks like you got a pinhead or something. I don't know.
It was bigger than everyone else's hat on stage, so it probably was that, but it just looked comically large. I enjoyed it. I thought it was a fun outfit.
All right.
The chaps were my favorite part.
Please, let's avoid, let's not have those on the stream at any point. You can watch us on YouTube.
I'm asking for them for Christmas next year.
Well, Jesse, marked on your list there. Jesse Nelson behind the glass. We are live.
We
from
still
the
need to talk
solar.
About what's appropriate to wear to the office based on what he was donning the other day in here.
Yeah, if you missed that, Matt Hamilton.
Overalls?
Rocking overalls, shirts.
And nothing else, yeah.
I had something under my overalls, just not over
not the
my
top
chest.
Not the top part. Nobody really cares if you had nothing. If you're out there going Ben Brust, nobody cares. But we can see if you're topless.
I think there's not enough people in the studio to tell me I couldn't. That's the
problem. That is not how being in a professional workplace
works. That's not how workplace consent works. 844-770-3776. You can chime in on a couple things here. One, are you watching the game tonight? I would love to know that. I mean, you really are a sicko. I mean, you could watch it and just want to laugh at the Bears. Otherwise, like, the Seahawks, if they lose, they, I think, are technically can't win the division. But if they win, then they play the Rams, essentially, for an NFC West Championship game next weekend. So, like, that could create a really exciting game. But otherwise, it's been a lot of football. And Amazon, not the best place to watch a game. I honestly thought Netflix, all things considered, first broadcast was better than Amazon as far as watching the game. But it is kind of annoying because you're watching those apps, you can't leave, you can't flip away. It's just, it's obnoxious. And even as a Bears fan, I'm going to watch it. I don't love watching it on Amazon. It is kind of a pain. I am happy, though. I feel like less of the nation than other. This is probably one of the lower-rated games. You can chime in on that. You're going to watch the game tonight, 844-770-3776. I imagine just to laugh at the Bears. Also, what did you do in honor of Matt Hamilton riding a horse on the beach on his honeymoon, me going to a nude beach on my honeymoon? What did you do on your honeymoon that you'll likely never do again? Honor appropriate, please. And then we're also asking you, and I mean this... I think online I was posted maybe a negative way, but I want to know, like, if you had a childless Christmas, whether you're an empty nester or you haven't had kids yet or you don't have kids or don't want them, what did you do? What did you do on your childless Christmas? There's a lot of really fun. You could go on vacation. You could go see family. You could just drink a bunch of Coors Light and get after it and have a great time. Just see some people go on a long walk, go on a bike ride. Like, there's a million. The world's your oyster. Everyone else with kids, we all did the same thing. Santa came. Then we open presents. The kids didn't get to play with them long enough. We stuffed them in the dress clothes they don't want to wear. And then they saw relatives that they probably don't see a lot of. And then we'd bring them back home, and then they play with their toys the rest of the night. Like, that's everyone else's Christmas. And so what did you do?
That's, like, was my Christmas as a kid, and that's also my Christmas as an adult. I wake up. I get to see the presents from Santa. Mm-hmm. We open a couple of them, and then we got to bring them over to another family's house. And then so one family doesn't feel snubbed, we got to go to the other family's house.
Oh, I don't do that. We just
I get the exact same experience that your kids
great,
got, except
Matt,
I'm 35.
I love you, but we've dealt this multiple times today. You're not the only person. And I'm not saying it's a bad thing. People have different times.
I think a lot of people do the same thing they did as a kid.
I didn't. Before kids. Yeah. And I lived in Florida. I had Friends Christmas.
That's a good point.
Yeah, I did a bunch of... We had a big, kind of like Friendsgiving. It was actually pretty chill and enjoyable. And honestly, I would have loved Netflix football games back then. Jesse, what did you do?
So we were by two families yesterday. We spanned the state yesterday. So we were by my wife Becca's family on Christmas Eve. And this has been the way it's been for the last 7 years. We go by them on Christmas Eve. And then we make the drive down to the Milwaukee area. And we go by my family on Christmas Day. And we get home to the Madison area at night. And we're exhausted. And it's a crazy couple of days. And being sick for the drive home. And also adding up that we were at the Packers game on Monday night. We were extra exhausted after this weekend. So it's fun. We love that we can go see families, but we know that at some point we're going to have to change our plans. Like, when we have kids, we're not going to want to be doing the same type of travel that we're doing going from family to family. So we're going to have to cross that bridge at some point here pretty soon, most likely.
I'll ask both of you this, and you can answer it or not. You don't have to answer who, but is there a side of the family that will be cool? Because my parents are cool. They're like, hey, Thanksgiving, we'll just see you guys. We'll do something like a week or two before or after. We'll all get together. Christmas, same thing. As long as we're all together around the time, we're good. So, like, we'll do Christmas in, like, a week or two with my brother and everyone else. They're cool. Not the in-laws aren't cool, but they are very particular. Look, you got to be here, and you got to do the same traditions. Our traditions are the only ones that matter because it's impossible. They got in-laws in basically northern Illinois, southern Wisconsin area, and then Cedarburg. My parents are in Cedarburg. So, we tried it one time. It was the worst holiday ever, and that's when we didn't have kids. My wife and I tried that. I felt like we drove 17 hours because it's dark at like 3:30, and you like leave mm-hmm. one, you get to the other. I feel like we got to my parents at 7, and it was. I mean, like, it was just kind of, we didn't even have kids. He's got after and had some drinks and hung out, but like it was just exhausting.
Yeah,
it was just a lot. So we never split them again, and we never will. So, like, is there one
that's your Christmas tradition?
I think that's a. I mean, I think that's a smart thing. You can't.
Yeah.
It's too much to split it because now you're just like a little bit with one, a little bit of the other. Neither one of them get the full freight. You just flip them, and then the other one you just see. You can do Christmas Eve with one and Christmas Day with the other, and then flip them the next year. So my question is: do you have a part? You don't have to say who, but do you have a family, a side of the family you think will be cool if you did something like that?
Yes. my side of the family is very traditional, wants to get together on the holidays all the time. Becca's side of the family, definitely more open to it. In fact, we had a conversation because we were struggling to find an alternate time this year for everybody to get together because it was weird with Christmas being a Wednesday. It was kind of weird for work weeks and whatnot. So we were already talking about when to get together for Christmas next year, which we want to do the first weekend of January, which is actually 2026. So that's the point we were at that family Christmas this weekend, talking about when do we want to get together and adjust the plan for next year already. And I'm sure we'll wait until the last second to ultimately figure it out in the end. But
so you're not going to get a Christmas in 25?
Well, my family will go to on Christmas Day. I think we'll mix up what we do, but it's a lot because you want to do immediate families. Like, Becca has several siblings, and so we like getting together with mom and dad and the siblings. But then you like to see the extended family also in a separate. So we actually do like four Christmases in 2 days when it's the immediate family and then the extended family on both days. And it's just, it's a lot.
Yeah. Matt, do you have you don't have to go full detail, but do you have a side of the family that you think will be cool if you need to make that decision?
There's definitely a side that I think would be less cool about it, but so I'll throw him under the bus. My mother-in-law is definitely tradition driven, but she's pretty cool. Like, especially
we're
post-teaching,
talking specific
now that
this
she's
one
retired.
Thing, yeah. We're talking about this
now that
one
she's retired,
thing.
She's gotten way cooler. But my dad, now that he has this, like, we bought this cabin, I'm here now, you see all the wood. He's going to want to make this, like, the tradition. We've done it twice now. Like, he is going to be upset now, I think, if we don't do this. So, normally I would say my family would be cool, but now I'm not so sure. He's retired. He's got this cabin. He's going to be like, what am I buy the cabin for if you're not going to come up on Christmas, son? That's what I'm hearing in the future.
Can I ask a personal question? Is he around? Like, is he hearing you do this impersonation? Because you're obviously at that cabin.
He's upstairs. He probably would find that pretty good.
Levi and Plover chimes in. Hey, Jim and Matt and the greatest radio producer in the world, my boy Jesse Nelson.
Yeah, Levi.
Is your burner account? I watched the NFL on Netflix yesterday and it went okay, in my opinion. I'm more of an NBA and Christmas Day guy. Me too. I can like the NBA and the NFL. I don't have to pick or choose. And I hate the NFL tries to make people do it. That's my own little note there. And I only watched my Lakers play the Warriors after football yesterday. And the NBA should always know that the NFL will be king. Absolutely, the NFL is king on this. I just don't know why the NFL has to bully. Like, the Lakers-Warriors, and that was later. Like, that was an amazing game. Like, that's LeBron, Anthony Davis, Steph Curry, Draymond Green. Like, it is the biggest names out there. And then you have a bunch of young stars playing early.
The biggest names of 2010 were playing at that moment.
Oh, okay. no, the NFL was dominated by Tom Brady up until 2 years ago.
He's got NBA takes.
No, it was a little nostalgia bomb that they wanted to drop on people. Christmas
that's
is a nostalgia day.
That's what people want. Like,
yeah,
those
no,
are the
I thought it was great.
NBA. Yes.
I'm with you. I didn't watch it at all, but I thought it was great that LeBron was playing Steph. I thought that was fantastic.
All right. You can chime in on those things. And as well, we are asking you, what did you do on your Christmas? If you didn't travel with kids and everything, if you didn't have like an alternate Christmas, like if you didn't have the kids, you didn't have, that whole to do. 844-770-3776. And I want to ask this one. Do you have a cool side of the family? 844-770-3776. This is Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
I'm Mr. White Christmas. I'm Mr. Snow. I'm Mr. Icicle. I'm Mr. Ten Below. Friends call me Snow.
Jim, Matt, Molly on Wilde and Tausch continues. We're live from the Everlight Solar Studio. You can see us on ESPN Madison's YouTube. Ed, Jim Rutledge, Matt Hamilton, Jesse Nelson with you. Asked a couple of different questions out there. Ron in Rome chimes in. Jesse, when you have kids, just alternate in-laws' house, and then you can take 1 year for yourself. So 1 year you go to your wife's parents, next year you go to your parents, next year you do it at home. If you have grandkids, you make the rules. That is a very good point. You do have all the power. It's just a matter of, do you want to flex that power? So we can definitely take calls on recommendations on how to navigate. I would say parents, this is a cycle that continues. And then we'll get to a call real quick too. But it's a cycle that continues that everyone complains about. My parents did it. And that's why my parents they're cool about it. So they never really make us try to like see on the actual day, because if like home is where the heart is, the holiday is when you do the holiday. But regardless, they always hated having to drag us down to Illinois to see my grandparents, and like, you know, we had to leave all the toys and nobody wanted to go, and it was just brutal. And then you go back and everyone's just spent, and then you don't get that whole Christmas feeling. You just get dragged all over the area, the region. And I think Most people hate that, including as kids, and then they have kids of their own, and then they repeat the cycle. And so avoiding that cycle, I think, is important. So I hopefully for both of you, for me too, that cycle has been broken, and it's nice. So hopefully that cycle will remain broken. I will say this. My wife 1 year tried to have our own Christmas. We're like, hey, you know what? I'm going to go see my grandma, my parents, like the weekend before, and did a whole spiel, like did a whole day down there. Just her and grandparents and the girls, and made cookies and all that kind of stuff. I didn't go, but then we hosted Christmas Eve, and then everyone did their own thing Christmas Day. My parents still were cool with us just not coming over. And we had a Christmas at home, and the guilt trip that was laid on her was unforgettable. Aww. So we've never done it again. Never again, and I thought it was more than fair. Everyone got more time than ever. But the guilt trip was intense. All right, let's get out to the phones, 844-770-3776. We got Matt in Madison as an empty nester on Christmas. Hey, Matt.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, how about you?
Good, good. Merry Christmas, or merry post-Christmas.
Ditto.
Yeah.
My wife, we hosted on the 21st. We had 17 people over, so we had some munchies left over. And then yesterday, well, and then we hosted again on Christmas Eve for a smaller group. And then yesterday, my wife and I did a Lord of the Rings marathon.
Nice.
Kind of weird, but hey, it was actually kind of nice. Took up the whole day, watched the whole series. It was actually quite nice, you know, just hanging on the couch with the dogs and just not really doing much.
I bet. My parents didn't do a Lord of the Rings marathon, but they hosted my brother and his wife and some of the people on Christmas Eve, and then Christmas Day, they had the day as well. I'm not sure exactly what they watched, but I know they just kind of watched TV all day and hung out, and they seemed pretty happy when we called them later in the day.
It was great. Yep. It was awesome. And then for the in-laws goes, we basically, years ago, about 15 years ago, we invited my wife's parents to our Christmas. That way we don't have to multiply and go to separate places all the time.
Yeah.
And it's made life so much easier, just kind of having everybody together, getting together, having a good time. So,
yeah. Thanks for the call, Matt. I mean, that's honestly, that's the point. And again, that's what everyone should be offering. We'll come to you. You have the power. You have the grandkids. You have the only people that anyone really wants to see. And so they should all come to you. That is my.
Should we just be better at using them as bartering chips? Like, is that what you're saying? You should be like, hey, I've got some kids.
Blackmail.
You come to me.
Blackmail, yeah.
You want to see them, come here.
It's like the NFL. I got the goods. I'm going to let you see the goods whenever you want. The NFL's like, we're doing Christmas. Tough cookies. You could say, I got the babies. I got the goods. We're doing Christmas. Take it or leave it.
Interesting.
You
win. Interesting, because we had the one texter say grandparents get to call the shots. Is that not the case?
Why would grandparents get to call the shots? It's insane.
Because they're the oldest. They're the elder statesmen.
Go pick them up. Bring them over. You got the power. You got the babies.
What if they don't want
Also, can I, and I noticed, and we got to get the break here, a little Festivus thing for me.
Oh, boy.
Can we stop? Geez. Can we just put a moratorium on pretending every grandparent's going to die at Christmas? I hate that. Like this whole, like, you're not going to come to Christmas. This could be Grandma's last Christmas. Grandma's 70. Why do you kill Grandma every Christmas? Like, that to me is such a mean, rude, horrible thing to do. And everyone does it. Every house, if you miss a birthday, Grandma could be dead next birthday. So could anyone else. Can we not? Like, it is so horrible. And you're laughing, both of you, because you know that everyone does it. And it's insane. At no other point does any other part in the world outside of holidays where it's okay to just, hypothetically kill off a relative.
Jim, it's just the funny part is that we all think this, but no one's going to say it out loud on the radio.
Well, I am, and people I think agree with me. Jack and Madison chimes in. My wife is an only child, and her parents are dead, so that solves that problem. So there, Jack. Come on. Jack's got it made. 844-770-3776. We'll take your calls and texts on the other side.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Willie and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.